Okay.
All right. Okay, we'll call to order the April meeting of the Town of Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Before we approve the agenda, do we need to add swearing in as part of the agenda?
We could. Yeah, let's do that.
So if we could go ahead and...
So we'll amend the agenda.
Yeah, go ahead and make a motion to amend the agenda, and we'll put as item number four after the approval of the minutes, swearing in of our new commission member. I'll make that as a motion. Is there a second to that motion? All in favor? All right, second, the next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for March 5th, 2013. Recommendations for changes to the minutes?
I move we accept the minutes.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next item is the swearing in of our new commissioner.
Okay. Sean, if you were going to... Read every joke. Just raise your right hand and say aye.
John.
Swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution.
Swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution.
And laws
of the United States. The Constitution and the laws of North Carolina. Not inconsistent therewith, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission of the Town of Curie Beach. Today's date. Signature.
Very similar to the oath of office I've taken a few times.
Well, you can come up here and join us now.
Yep, take your seat.
Now, are there one question that you mentioned the minutes when they emailed out?
They were emailed, but now I'll send you a copy now that I've got your email address.
Before we get to the whole business, let me introduce our member of the audience, our only audience. He's a colleague of mine from the Edinburgh Business School, Neil Kay. He's an economist there. He is one of the European Union's experts on ferries, and we're very pleased to have him here. And he's also an advisor to several of the government agencies there. And he's quite interested in how we do decision-making at the local level here in the United States. So I invited him to come and join us tonight to see the massive response we have to our agenda, the audience there, and all the exciting interest here. So anyway, okay. All right, agenda. Next agenda item is the old business, which appears to be our only agenda item, which is the K Avenue Mixed Use Overlay District. And we have Attorney Holt-Moore to render an opinion and recommendations. And I see Attorney Holt-Moore has now...
I haven't gotten anything. Did you get anything? No, we haven't.
Not received anything. She's supposed to be here.
Well, as I promise, Neil, this may be a very short meeting here. He doesn't show up.
I'm not sure what to tell you. I don't have a cell phone number.
You can bring it back up.
Give me efficient. This is, since that's our only agenda item, is to have here. Our town attorney rendered the opinion and recommendations from last month about our proposed ordinance. Again, just for our new member here, just so we have something to do tonight, I'm sure, as you know, we've been looking at an overlay district for K Avenue to turn this into a mixed-use sort of thing. So over the last, actually, year, we've been looking at a lot of different proposals on how to write the proposed ordinance and allow the overlay. We ended up making a recommendation. Obviously, you can become very, very detailed, write a 20-page ordinance in terms of the exact architectural design, landscaping requirements, and so forth, to the other extreme, which is basically make a proposal, and we'll look at it and approve it or not approve it. And We found in the state of North Carolina that there were ordinances written along the full spectrum, from very, very short, very, very flexible, to very, very detailed. So what we did is we proposed an ordinance a little bit more on the flexible side, a little more detailed than the two sentences in terms of that they would have to submit a variety of different plans, but generally kept it fairly flexible in that it would go through a process of the building inspector, then to the planning and zoning commission, and then to the town council. We then invited the planning and zoning commission attorney, Holt Moore, to come. Obviously, if something is controversial possibly as this, we did want to get a legal opinion on it. And he basically said that it was his opinion, without doing a lot of in-depth research, that needed to be a lot more detailed. So I have to admit, if you look at our minutes, we asked him to come back tonight and render an opinion and recommendations, and that's where we're at. So, discussion. Any recommendations right now?
Is Holt the city attorney?
He is. We have two. We have a city attorney, and then we have a P&Z attorney, who's a different attorney. And so this is the P&Z attorney. He used to come to all the meetings, but obviously there's a billable rate associated with that. And so about a year ago, I think it is, we decided that unless there's a specific thing that we need to have him look at, he wouldn't come to meetings. And again, this is something specific that we did ask him to come and join us. So, discussion. Personally, I would like to find out why he's not here. We can't do that tonight, but what would be the mechanism for somebody to contact Mr. Moore and find out why he didn't show up? I think that'd be appropriate. I mean, yeah, particularly...
I can call and email him tomorrow. I have no idea why he's not here.
Okay.
I'm sure it's for a good reason, though.
I'm sure it's for a good reason, too. I related to this, I did provide an update to the town council in the last council meeting about where we stood on this, and also said that we'd be reviewing it tonight, and Mr. Moore would be here to give his recommendation and all that sort of thing. So, Emily, you might want to pass on to the council that...
Oh, definitely.
We
thank you.
Can't make these type of decisions.
Right.
So, okay.
I was just asking if he's prepared anything, he's had his calendar on, if he prepared anything, he could email it out to us. Mm-hmm. Digest that before the next meeting.
Certainly do that.
I don't see what we could do other than table this to the next meeting. Is there a motion to table the next meeting? Is there a second? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Well, okay. New business. Is there any new business? And people in Europe accuse the United States of not acting quick in our political decisions.
There you go.
This is how politics really works here. All right, any member items? Member items? Any? Obviously, I'd like to welcome our new member.
Thank you.
And look forward to lengthier meetings in the future, where we actually do make important decisions. And unless there's any other... Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, we are adjourned.
So,
he's never been late before, except for when he ran into a deer on the road.
Okay, twice.
Yeah, do you have his...
I don't have his cell phone number. I won't call him. Only thing I know is...
Because I just wonder if he hit another deer. We've adjourned, but we can reconvene.
Be on spring break with the kids. I didn't catch those early enough.
Chairman, okay.
Field promotion.
Okay.
Josie, that's the one I got to. email from announcing?
You probably got it from Nancy, maybe? Yeah.
When I took that as, okay, there's a meeting, you've been notified. Do you think she wants us to return that? I mean, do you guys return and say, I'll be there?
No.
Usually respond if we're not.
No, that's fine.
Emily, you trying? You trying to hold them or?
No, I'm trying to get a ride home.
I just called him and I'm sending him an email right now.
I'll give you a ride home.
Not sure yet.
Can't be far.
All right. I mean, if we can't get a hold of them, send them an email. I mean, we're not going to get a response. All right, so we are adjourned and we'll see everybody on next month.
Alan?
John, no.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard. Do you want me to bring you some?
Sure.